Many New Yorkers are still coming to grips with what happened last Tuesday, and the process of moving from mourning toward healing is taking many shapes and forms. As Michelle Breyer reports, it's happening on street corners, in stores and businesses, in houses of worship and community and volunteer centers, just about anywhere people get together.
On a street corner in Brooklyn, a few miles across the river from Lower Manhattan, a group of schoolgirls huddles tearfully, singing. They've come out like so many New Yorkers to share their sadness and disbelief and search for answers. Standing nearby, Brooklyn resident Deidre Johnson Kane says the public outpouring of grief is the only way she can cope with Tuesday's tragedy.
I feel helpless because there's not a lot that I can do, so anything that I can do to express the sorrow and pain that I feel, I feel like I need to do.
Just down the street, another crowd has gathered for a march for fallen firefighters.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
In a city where no one seems to have escaped untouched, memorial services are being held nearly around the clock. Yvonne Kennedy has been traveling from one service to another. The single mother has been searching for a friend she believes was inside the World Trade Center and hasn't been heard from since. She says she draws strength from others.
We will get over our sorrow. We will bury our dead. We will love our nation. We will stand together as one people, united in the fact, and God bless America.
All over the streets of Brooklyn, in doorways and storefronts, shrines have been erected, like this one at a jeweler's in the Park Slope neighborhood. Patriotic songs of wars long past blare on a continuous loop even after hours. Pedestrians pause to look at American flags nestled between gold earrings. Even as people try to get beyond their grief, sights and sounds of the tragedy are everywhere. On 9th Street, a half mile closer to Lower Manhattan, a group of formerly homeless people and a local YMCA have organized a community drive. They're collecting bottled water, clothing, and money. Lee Seymour, who is directing the effort, says for many, action is the best way to heal.
You gather your energy, and instead of reacting out of anger or fear, focus that energy into acts of love and caring and concern.
Tears running down her face, a woman digging into her purse stops to thank organizers for giving her a chance to do something.
My niece's boyfriend was one of the firemen missing. He was one of the first crew in. The ones that was all wiped out in New York.
Like many seeking solace in their faith, a group of elderly women have come to St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church, where the doors have remained open late into the night.
We left it open for people to come in and rest their weariness.
Father Gregory Stankus says his parish has suffered. Many parishioners worked in the World Trade Center or nearby. The local firehouse is missing 12 firefighters. Father Gregory says he understands why people are searching for something to do, but he thinks some of the searching is misdirected.
What needs to be done is people have to take a look at themselves again, right, and say, you know, where am I? Where am I with God? Where am I with other people? Right? Not where am I with politics.
But Father Gregory says people have been kinder and more compassionate these last few days, a shift he hopes will endure.
That's the way the world works, you know, that something happens, most people are affected and they rally the troops, but then eventually they go back to their normal way of life. But some always hang on to the changes that they've made because of this. And that's how the world changes, little by little.
For National Public Radio, I'm Michelle Breyer in New York.